Welcome back to the Jason Rance Show on AM 770 KTTH and 94.5 FM of the Greater East Side. Without so much as a press conference or pre-recorded video released on Twitter, Governor Jay Inslee announced via a press release of his decision to move Whitman, Pierce, and Cowlitz counties back to phase number two of his reopening plan. And it comes at a time when businesses finally saw light at the end of the tunnel. Joining me with his reaction is Republican State Senator Jeff Wilson of Longview. Welcome to the show.
Well, good afternoon, and thank you for having me today on this beautiful sunny day, otherwise clouds coming in.
Yeah, clouds coming in is probably a good metaphor for Cowlitz County. What does this decision mean for your district?
Well, the decision obviously has negative impacts, but we should really focus in on the decision that, as a senator, this was not my decision. In fact, all of us senators now are somewhat observers that sit on a sideline. This is the governor's enacting of his full authority that was ceded to him on our first day of the session. So there's only one person with their finger on the switch right now, sir, and that's the governor.
It is, and obviously the reason why he's allowed to do this, though, is because Democrats are allowing it. Obviously, the Republicans overwhelmingly are saying, I think every single Republican is saying, we need to pull back this amount of power. And it's a position that Republicans are holding regardless of whether or not it was Inslee in power, right? I mean, you hold the same position whether there's an R or a D next to the name of a governor.
Well, absolutely. The partisanship does not play into this at all. And governors need emergency power authority. Of course they do. You talk about natural events and disasters from volcanoes to other things that require such powers. But this is past an emergency. We're into the ongoing resolutions of how to handle this health crisis. But it's a one-way street. We don't have the ability to share in the decision making, and this has gone on long enough. And Cowlitz County is a prime example of having that switch turned off immediately at a whim, and difficult to explain the reasons truly why.
Well, what do you think is the reason behind this? Because obviously on Friday of last week he did change some of the guidelines that his office was going to follow, guidelines that are arbitrary to begin with. And, you know, in fairness, the guidelines are always going to be arbitrary to a point.
Oh, absolutely. But for over a year now, we've seen the reasons change, and the matrix have changed. This isn't the first change. We started all of this out a year or so ago on a 14-day speeches we had to endure. We had to hear about flattening curves, and they all came with catchy slogans, stay home, stay safe. Again, as an elected official, this is very troubling to have this ongoing power given to just one person. It's so unrepresentatively, it's not the democratic process I look forward to being a part of, because I'm removed from this process. So I can't explain any reasoning that I have absolutely no control over.
Did the governor's office coordinate at all with county leaders or the Republican caucus?
Well, I had met recently with the Cowlitz County commissioners. In fact, I met with them yesterday. And at the very best, coming from them, the communication between the governor's office and county officials at that level is either minimal or doesn't exist very much to make any reasonable. They, too, are riddled with questions. And going forward, the big idea is, what about the uncertainty? How does a local official turn around and try to explain to its constituents what's going on? I certainly, as a senator, I don't usually dare to take on that task. I cannot explain what I do not understand. Yeah. And do not have control over.
Yeah, and it's not like you guys aren't even in session right now. It's not like you don't have everyone available to make this call. It's so ludicrous, and it's an abuse of power. If you're just joining me, by the way, we're talking with Republican State Senator Jeff Wilson of Longview about the decision by Governor Jay Inslee announced yesterday via press release that he was moving three counties back into phase two of his restart plan, Whitman, Pierce, and Cowlitz counties. What do you make, Senator, of his decision not to hold a press conference and speak directly to Washingtonians?
Well, in all fairness, I do need to say what I don't want to say on the radio, sir. So I'll keep my remarks at bay. That's really just more of proof is in the pudding. We're on a basis now where we speak when spoken to, and that's the key words. We're spoken to, and that's not fair. You can issue a press release and change things dramatically without conversing of input. I'd like to offer to you, sir, your listeners, why aren't we thinking about, well, who's next? That seems to be the hottest topic right now with the rest of my district is, are we next? Is Grace Harbor next? Not knowing, not being able to get some form of control or process involved here is really creating, it's creating fear throughout our communities, and it's certainly a very depressing topic, sir.
But do you get the impression that he would, in fact, converse with King County versus Cowlitz?
Oh, absolutely. Time and time again is the, if this is the state of Seattle needs something, we've seen routinely that the governor has opened up ears to a wider spectrum, whereas the rural communities, it's so not much my district, it's all of the rural districts seem to have been further removed and gagged, if you may, when it comes to being a part of this process. We are not part of this process. We are asked to sit on the sidelines and to do what we are told to do. And that pops my dreams and my faith in the system that I so truly think we need to restore to the voters.
How is vaccine distribution going in Cowlitz County? Obviously, today the news that J&J would be at least temporarily paused, and you know a lot of folks turned to J&J. I don't know how much was being distributed specifically in Cowlitz County, but J&J is one of those shots that, in theory, was going to be used in more of the rural areas, some of the smaller cities, just because it's easier to store.
Yeah, and you know, the J&J had the kind of the one-stop vaccine, one shot and you're good to go. But, you know, it shows you how things change so quickly that now with, you know, there's some blood clots and even a fatality, even though we've already issued, I believe, nationwide millions of the dose, it now is coming with causes for concern. And I think they did the right thing, of course, by pulling it. As far as vaccinations in the 19th district, I'm proud of our local communities and how we've come together to set up these mass vaccination sites and whatnot, but we're still at the whim of the age-old adage of supply and demand. And once again, as the senator for the 19th, we just don't have a voice. We get the doses when we get the doses.
So then, final question, what can be done to get the attention of the governor, who very clearly is more focused on King County, and really when we say King County, we mean Seattle?
Well, absolutely. What we need to do in the rural portions of our state is we need to lead by example, and we need to lead to try to bridge this divide, the rural and urban divide, by being persistent in our communication, and you can call it pressure, but we should never give up. There's that four-letter word I love to tell people, and that's hope. We need to constantly be strong with our hope, but be a little relentless with our message to the governor to say is, when are you going to share the decision-making love? Will you, Governor Inslee, begin to let loose of your one-person rule and at least share the decision-making? I think that would be a good step forward in restoring faith into where I think we've gone down the wrong road in government representation.
Well, as much as I want to share your hope with this particular governor and this particular makeup with Democrats in Olympia, I'm not all that hopeful, but I hope your side, our side, wins out on this particular argument. We've been talking with Republican State Senator Jeff Wilson of Longview. Thank you so much for stopping by. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, sir, and I look forward to the next time. Remain with that hope.
Absolutely. We'll lead with the hope next time. You're listening to the Jason Rantz Show. Let's get you home the right way with Right Way Traffic, brought to you by the Washington State Department of Health.